More than 3,800 natural gas production wells have been drilled on the Fayetteville Shale, a methane-rich formation 1,500 to 5,000 feet deep. Each bore requires 1 million gallons of water mixed with sand and tons of lubricating chemicals to crack the shale, releasing pockets of natural gas. As much as 70% of the toxic water flows back to the surface, is captured for reuse, or is disposed of in high-pressure underground injection control wells. According to the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, which has regulatory oversight of below-bore mining operations, 14 such disposal wells operate on the Fayetteville Shale, which covers a 21-county region. But after more than 1,000 quakes occurred in Faulkner County, the commission ordered a moratorium on 4 disposal wells last March to study the situation. The commission held a hearing this week. At its regular meeting in El Dorado, scientists with the Arkansas Geological Survey, as well as the Center for Earthquake Research in Memphis, CEARI for short, testified for the commission. Dr. Steve Horton's a research scientist with CEARI.
At the hearing at El Dorado, I told the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission basically that the recent seismicity since September in the Guy Greenbrier area had illuminated a fault that is seismically active and that is capable of producing or potentially capable of producing a damaging earthquake. We said that continued ejection at wells close to the fault, waste disposal wells close to the fault, risked triggering an earthquake on the fault that could be potentially damaging.
In a public statement issued earlier this year, CEARI cited circumstantial evidence linking earthquakes to deep wastewater injection in Colorado. BHP Billiton Limited of Australia, which purchased Chesapeake Operating, had agreed to voluntarily seal 2 of its disposal wells in Faulkner County, as did Clarita Operating of Oklahoma. But Deep Six Water Disposal Services, also of Oklahoma, contested any closure during the hearing. Allison Gatlin, who covered the El Dorado hearing and tweeted updates, said it felt pressured.
The hearing seemed to be very tense, I would say. The attorney for Deep Six was constantly on the case. He knew what he was doing. He was very good at what he was doing. But almost everything that came out in testimony, he had an objection to. Following testimony, during discussion, the commissioners seemed to be very confused as to whether they should take the evidence at its base value and say that there was a problem with injecting fluid into the ground and that would be causing earthquakes. There didn't seem to be a correlation as strong with the Deep Six well. It seemed to be what they were saying, but they were also concerned about public safety.
Dr. Haider El-Shukri, director of the Arkansas Earthquake Center at UALR, who had placed an array of seismic stations near the Deep Six disposal well, testified it could not be causing earthquakes because seismicity is occurring at a shallower depth. Talking by phone after the hearing yesterday, Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission Director Lawrence Bengel said Haider El-Shukri did acknowledge a threat exists.
Well, he, as well as witnesses for the commission, both experts, seismologists, didn't refute the potential that disposal wells could be linked to causation of seismic activity. I mean, there is sufficient literature accounts that document that connection. So basically, they both testifying for us and Dr. Shukri testifying for Deep Six, just reiterated that fact that disposal wells, injection, given the right conditions, can cause seismicity. And have done so in this particular area.
BHP Billiton and Clarita Operating did not have representation at the meeting because they had earlier complied with sealing their disposal wells.
Prior to the hearing, the companies had volunteered to shut those wells down, and 2 of them had already been shut down.
But public safety prevailed among the 6-person commission, who voted unanimously to seal 4 wells.
As you're aware, and it was testified to today, earlier in the earlier moratorium, there was a seismic earthquake swarm that began, I believe, last summer, continued on into this year in the area of the Guy Greenbrier, a deeper fault was identified by that particular seismic zone or seismic activity. That particular fault trend had not been mapped before, was previously unknown, and since it was given to be seismically active and linked to the injection that was occurring in the area, it was basically a public safety issue for the commission to establish an area where no further injection wells would be, disposal wells would be drilled, just in case there were similar unmapped or unknown faults that existed in the area nearby.
The commission also placed a moratorium banning the drilling of any new disposal wells in the 1,100 square mile area.
It's a permanent moratorium. However, under the procedures by which the commission adopts rules, the commission order adopted today will remain in effect until a formal rule is adopted through the rule adoption process over the course of the next few months.
So what impact will this have on the shale gas industry? Lawrence Bangle says operators in the region saw this coming and have been preparing.
Well, they have been aware of the potential of this, obviously, because there was an initial moratorium in place last December, a 30-day moratorium. Then there was a six-month moratorium established in January. It's been well known that the Geological Survey and SERI and the Oil and Gas Commission have been looking at this area. And so the possibility always existed, and they were aware of that being, you know, in the industry, that this could occur. So I think over that period of time, they have been making strides to look for other disposal methodologies. Recycling, I know, has increased. I know there's been inquiry into different methodologies to deal with the frac flowback water.
Last February, a 4.7 magnitude quake centered near the town of Greenbrier, the largest on the formation to date, quivered the three-state region. And scientists with the Center for Earthquake Research say a magnitude 5.7 to 6.0 quake is possible along this particular fault. But since the moratorium, since the injections of millions of gallons of slick water has stopped, quakes have quelled in Faulkner County. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.